A consultant in paediatric emergency medicine has called for the wearing of helmets on bicycles to be made a legal requirement. Dr. Carol Blackburn at Crumlin Children's Hospital says that if she could prescribe a helmet to every child in Ireland, she would. She spoke to us in the past hour.
So every year, I suppose, once the weather starts to get a little bit nicer in the late springtime, come the month of May onward, in the emergency departments in CHR Ireland, in Dublin, and also I'm sure all over the country, we start to see children who come in having sustained injuries from road traffic accidents where they've come off their bicycles or scooters, but mostly bicycles. And some of these injuries would include fairly significant head injuries like moderate severity concussions, perhaps skull fractures, or indeed, you know, facial lacerations and other injuries, which a certain number of which would certainly be prevented if these children and young people had been wearing properly fitted bicycle helmets. So I guess it just, we think of this every year, but it just prompted us that perhaps it was time to try and reach out to families and just remind them about the importance of this simple intervention.
And what difference does a helmet make?
Well, the data that we have would demonstrate that the wearing of bicycle helmets for cycling collisions can reduce the incidence of serious brain injury by up to 80%, in fact, in some studies, and certainly can reduce facial injuries by around 2/3. And that's in children and young people colliding with other vehicles or just falling off their bicycles generally.
And particularly from the point of view of a child, how much more vulnerable is a child, you know, at that stage of their physical development?
Yeah, so I suppose everyone is familiar with the adage that children have more bones than grown-ups do and these bones grow in together. But essentially what this means is that children's bones which are growing have growth plates at the ends of the bones, and those areas are vulnerable and they're a little bit more inclined to fractures. You know, older people and adults will tend to sustain sprains and other kinds of injuries, where with children fractures are more common. On a bicycle, a child is very exposed, really. You know, there's really nothing protecting them from the elements if they are to collide with something or to come off their bicycle, and kids can get up an unexpected amount of speed, particularly, you know, if they're going downhill or having fun in that way, as everybody loves to do. So in addition to head injuries, children can also sustain long bone injuries, collarbone fractures and shoulder injuries when they come off their bicycles, not to mention, you know, more minor things like abrasions and lacerations as well. And as children get older, I suppose as they approach adolescent and older teenagers, you know, they're a little bit riskier in the way that they like to travel and the chances they like to take. And of course, the likelihood of the injuries becoming more serious would increase as they get older.
There are parts of the world where helmet wearing is a legal requirement, aren't they? Australia, I think, is one example.
Yeah.
Is that something you'd like to see here?
I think so. I mean, we know, again, there is data in Australia that after the wearing of bicycle helmets was made a legal requirement, hospitalizations for significant head injuries reduced, you know. So there is an impact of it, and also compliance increases. And it's a good thing for children to see and a good habit for them to get into. So I think, you know, in many ways, it's a simple intervention. Helmets are not expensive anymore. You know, I think for most people, if they can afford a scooter or a bicycle, you know, the small additional cost of a helmet wouldn't impede them from being able to do so. And the benefits are really, you know, quite well demonstrated internationally at this point in time. So, yeah, we would love to see it become a requirement in Ireland as well.